All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, yesterday, the Oakland Raiders agreed to trade wide receiver Amari Cooper to the Dallas Cowboys. And in exchange for Cooper, the Raiders will receive Dallas's first-round pick in the 2019 NFL Draft. The Raiders are 1-5, and they have all but mailed it in for this season. This season did not get started on the right foot for the Raiders as they traded outside linebacker Khalil Mack to the Chicago Bears, who was their best pass rusher, and now you've traded your best wide receiver. So, I mean, basically, there is really nothing left for this team to compete for unless it's draft positioning. John Gruden, the Raiders head coach, has basically told the people of Oakland, screw you, and I'm focusing on Las Vegas. I mean, it's bad enough that the team is set to move for Vegas soon. And this franchise has been a lame duck team in the Bay Area for the past several years. So if you're the Raiders and you just want to start fresh, why not just go out there and trade quarterback Derek Carr? He's probably the last valuable asset that you have. And if you're ready to blow this thing up, or not even ready, you are blowing this thing up, you might as well start all over completely. I look at Raiders GM Reggie McKenzie. This guy is a guy who's been handcuffed because when John Gruden was brought in this year, Raiders owner Mark Davis gave John Gruden the final say in all personnel decisions. So if you're Reggie McKenzie, what can you do? Then on top of that, John Gruden has a 10-year contract, so he's getting $100 million. So he can really care less what anybody thinks about him because, all right, if Mark Davis doesn't like the job that John Gruden is doing, he still has to send him home. But the bottom line is that John Gruden is still going to get paid. I look at this Raiders franchise. Things finally appeared to be getting turned around in 2016 once they got to the playoffs, and unfortunately that Derek Carr injury changed things. They went south for them last year after Carr was injured, as well as the fact of this team announcing themselves going to Vegas soon. And I think this is just bottoming out time right here. If you're a fan of the silver and black, there's a hope that once you get to your new city, you can get things turned around. It worked out for the Cleveland Browns when they went to become the Baltimore Ravens, and it's worked out for the Rams since they left St. Louis and going to Los Angeles. But right now, things are not looking good for this Raiders franchise. And I mean, it's a doggone shame that, you know, John Gruden has been giving this much power. And I've said it before and I'll say it again, the game has simply passed him by. He is still trying to coach in the NFL in the same aspect that he did in the early 2000s when he actually won a Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The game has changed, but John Gruden has not. And I mean, at the end of the day, like I said before, he can care less about winning because the bottom line is he's winning on the way to the bank. And it's a travesty because the Oakland Raiders were on the cusp of doing great things with their core. Of course, AC/DC, Amari Cooper, and Derek Carr, wide receiver, and Khalil Mack on that defensive side. And it's a doggone shame because now the Raiders are back to being bottom feeders in the NFL. And typically the NFL brand is better when the Raiders are playing good football, but we can't say that now. This is a big boost for the Dallas Cowboys because they get themselves a quality wide receiver for quarterback Dak Prescott to get the football too. But on the flip side for the Raiders, you know, if you're a fan of this team, this is definitely a head scratcher at best. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. Now, there's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.